This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good afternoon. Welcome to the Daily Digest on the Bigger Picture. I'm T. Xiao Yik, and in the studio with me, Lim Soo Ann and Juliet Jacobs, fresh off our Deepavali break, which I hope everyone has had a good time, is driving safe back home on the highways. We have two stories for you today, as always. First up, on Saturday, the All Blacks, that's New Zealand's rugby team, were beaten at the Rugby World Cup for the first time in 12 years. So before the match began, England's players stood in a V formation in response to New Zealand's traditional haka. So we'll be looking at the significance of the haka in rugby and what would be considered a respectful response from the rival team. So before we get to our first story, let's see if you can recognise this. That was the All Blacks doing the haka at the start of Saturday's World Cup semi-final against England. And my apologies, I could only take a short part of the clip. And so if I had inadvertently cut out any important parts of the chant, my apologies for that. So the All Blacks is New Zealand's rugby team, in case you didn't know. And, you know, they haven't been beaten at the World Cup for 12 years. But on Saturday, England beat them. Our discussion today isn't about the match itself, considering I know nothing about rugby. But the fact that when the All Blacks did the haka, England's response was to stand in a V formation in a sort of a challenge to the All Blacks team.
Mm. And this challenge was apparently Eddie Jones's idea. So he's the coach of the England team. And it did add quite a bit to the pre-match tension before the kickoff because the whole haka itself already creates such a tense relationship almost between the New Zealand players and whatever team they're facing off. And to have the English players come in and stand in a very clear response to the haka. Mm-hmm. I think it, and the look on the players' faces as well, I think it did add a lot of tension to that, and then followed by the almost immediate try that the English team scored as they kick off. And that was just that whole psychological element to England's response. The captain, Owen Farrell, had this half smile smirk on his face during the haka, and some of the England's players even stepped over the halfway line, for which they'll probably be fined. And that's because they're not supposed to go within 10 metres of the New Zealand team.
Okay.
And some of them very clearly overstepped that line.
Right. And here's what Farrell and the All Blacks captain Kieran Reid had to say about it. This is from a Guardian Sports clip.
We want to keep a respectful distance and be respectful to that, but we didn't want to just stand in a flat line letting them come at us.
In regards to the haka, it had no impact in the game. I think, you know, that's what they wanted to do, that's what they did.
So the haka is a traditional ancestral ritual from the Maori of New Zealand. The haka kamate was composed by the Ngati Toa tribal chieftain Te Ropara, sorry about the mispronunciation, that was back in about 1820. Mm. And the kamate enjoys the protection of the Treaty of Waitangi, which is the primary source that governs and regulates the partnership between Maori and the New Zealand government.
Right.
So one of the promises contained within the treaty is the recognition that Maori have the greatest or highest chieftainship over all of their treasured things.
Right. And, you know, to help us understand a bit more, here's a clip of Hohepa Potini. He's Ngati Toa Kaumatua. Again, any mispronunciation, apologies. He's an elder of the Ngati Toa tribe, and he explains the origins of the Kamate Haka. And this clip was taken from a video produced by AIG, which is a sponsor of the All Blacks team.
To know and understand this Haka Kamate is to know and understand its composer, Te Rauparaha. He was born into a life of turmoil. His people had suffered a great defeat. He faced just about extermination as a people, the Ngāti Toa people. We became one of the smallest tribes in this country, and so Te Rauparaha's ancestors have a long history of being placed under adversity. And so this haka kamate, it's talking about the triumph of life over death. And so that haka today has survived hundreds of years, and it is still performed by the national rugby team, the All Blacks, whenever they take on any nation in rugby. Well, just like Ngāti Toa, Aotearoa, New Zealand, is a small country. And so when we go out and face these countries that are 3-4 times larger than ourselves, we strive to survive and uphold our own selves, our mana, our integrity. Anyone that represents the small country, they do it with immense pride. And that's what this haka gives them. It's our cultural heritage. Issuing a challenge, celebrating in victory. It's as important as our national anthem. The pukana is the act of defiance, which is exhibited by the protruding tongue. So when you see the All Blacks pukana at the end of the haka, that's them telling you, bring it on.
So in the context of last Saturday's game, was England's response proportionate or did it cross the line?
So that's what I wanted to find out. And I spoke to Ben Ibrahim. He's a sports commentator here in Malaysia to get his thoughts. I asked whether it's a common practice for the rival team to respond with a challenge as England did.
If you're a sportsman, there's no better thing than to fire you up than doing the haka. So we always feel that Kiwis and New Zealanders have a huge advantage because they have the haka as part of their sport to fire them up before a big game or match, not just in rugby, but other sports as well. It's been a big talking point to how you face the haka because it's so intimidating, especially to young athletes going on a rugby pitch for the very first time. There have been teams over the years that have just continued with their warm-up. There have been the Springbok teams in the past that sang their national anthem while the haka was running. The England team, they did something very, well, unique, not so much different, but most of the teams around the world would just stare down at the haka, get the process over with and wait till kickoff. So it's not that common, but elite professional teams, rugby teams that is, have always looked at ways of sort of trying to get over that psychological barrier and those nerves before a game, because in rugby especially the first 15 to 20 minutes are very, very crucial on how well you start or how poorly you start.
And there are all kinds of psychological responses, like in the 2008 World Cup when Wales faced down the haka in a straight line, and 2001 when France formed an arrow and moved towards the All Blacks during the haka.
And, you know, and then there was England's crowd singing Swing Low Sweet Chariot to try to drown out the haka during the 2012 Autumn Internationals. And
that one's a bit disrespectful.
I found it very, very rude. And the Australian Wallabies used to employ a delaying tactic where they would stroll to the sidelines in their warm-up clothes and slowly remove their tracksuits and then stroll back to position, you know. And but they've stopped doing that since, from what I've heard.
But nothing beats 1997 when England captain Richard Cockerill went right up in the face of the All Blacks captain then, Norm Hewitt, during the haka. So I asked Ben what kind of response would be deemed decent and what would cross the line into being disrespectful against this, you know, cultural ritual.
Well, a decent response to the haka is just stay there, look at it, wait until they have finished their chant and finish the haka and then start the game. That's decent. That's what everybody should do because it's something that we all choose to respect. Disrespectful would be turning your back on the haka and, you know, just not giving it any respect at all.
So there is space for the opposing team to respond to the challenge, especially when New Zealand squares off against its Pacific neighbours. So in those games, you can see Samoa's Sivatau, Tonga's Sipitau and Fiji's Chibi often performed in unison in direct opposition to the haka. So Ben also shared what it means for a spectator to watch the haka at the start of the game.
When you see the haka, you feel proud. Proud that something so traditional has been part of the sport of rugby for such a long time. But the haka just doesn't represent rugby, it represents life, respecting someone's tradition, culture, and definitely their heritage. So it's a great thing to see the haka, and yes, it's inspirational. It's inspirational to rugby fans and non-rugby fans. It's a great life metaphor inspiration. The most important thing is to get on with the game. So This is really more about respect and tradition and respecting someone's nation and their cultural roots or where they came from. And these things are always a beautiful story. So the haka in many, many ways is a story, but the real story that people want to see is the rugby game. So we respect it first, and then we're excited about the rugby.
Indeed, and it was quite an exciting game, wasn't it, Suan? You watched it?
Yes, I watched.
You're
both.
The only rugby fan in the studio.
Not in the whole of the station, but just in the studio at the moment.
Yes. So it was quite exciting. I mean, the final score for the New Zealand-England rugby game was 19-7. It's been a World Cup of many, many upsets and twists and turns. Japan especially, I became a fan of them because of this Rugby World Cup, because they defied expectation. And especially, I think, that emotion of playing in a home cup. They won all their group stage games. I mean, they fought valiantly against the Springboks.
Mm-hmm. Are you an All Blacks fan, Suan?
Yes, I am.
Okay. That commiserations to you.
Thank you.
What was your thoughts about the game itself?
I was very disappointed in how they played, considering how well the All Blacks have been playing, especially this whole Rugby World Cup, and then suddenly this game. And I think that first 5 points that England scored at the start really threw off.
Right at the beginning of the game, yes. Wasn't it?
Yeah, it was within the first and second minute.
Okay. Yeah. So what's next in the World Cup?
Well, there's still two more games. So there's Friday, the third place games. That will be New Zealand against Wales. And then we have the finals on Saturday, which is South Africa versus England.
Look at that smile on
her
face. I know,
she's so excited. Yes.
All right. So, if you want to share any thoughts about the match, perhaps if you follow the World Cup, tweet us at BFM Radio, WhatsApp us at 018-789-8899, or call us at 03-7733-2900. So all the best to the teams that will be vying for the last few places. Meanwhile, here's The Cure with Friday I'm in Love on BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my. Or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.